Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the fifth thing, the bonus episode to the Four Things podcast, where I go over emails that you have sent in. I always start this episode off with a quote, and today's is from C.S. Lewis. You are never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream. So just keep that one with you. And I don't know, take inventory this week. Do you have any goals you need to set, big or small? Do you have any dreams you need to try to chase? You're never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream. C.S. Lewis. All right, first email is from Peggy. Hey, Amy, while listening to your podcast from this week with Emily Lay, you mentioned a book you were reading about creativity. I thought I heard Creative Way, but was not able to find a book with that title. Can you let us know the title and author? Thanks so much. Love your show. Which, Peggy, you are so right. In my interview with Emily Lay last week, I did say The Creative's Way, but it is The Artist's Way. I think for whatever reason, I was reading the book to try to tap into my creativity and I just got the title of the book wrong. But it is The Artist's Way and it's by Julia Cameron and I have the 25th anniversary edition. They do have it on Amazon. So I'll go ahead and link it to my Amazon page if you want to make sure you're getting the right one, radioamy.com to see my Amazon favorites. And just a quick review that I saw on Amazon from Martin Scorsese. He said, this is a book that addresses a delicate and complex subject. For those who will use it, it is a valuable tool to get in touch with their own creativity. So hope that helps. And yeah, sorry about saying the wrong name on my episode with Emily. All right, next email is from Rachel. Hey, Amy, I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning and it's helped change some things in my life. I am now working with an intuitive eating dietitian after listening to your journey and your Outweigh podcast. My question isn't about anything serious, but in your past two posts on Instagram, you have been wearing the cutest jeans. Can you tell us where you got them? I have had to start buying new clothes since I've gained some weight since I started my intuitive eating journey. I'm not sure I'm on board with the new styles. I mean, what the heck? No more skinny jeans or side parts, but the ones you were wearing were cute. You have inspired me, Rachel. Which, Rachel, I totally feel you on the whole, yeah, skinny jeans, no more side part thing, blah, blah, blah. But I saw the Home Edit girls do an interview with Rachel Zoe and they put it up on Instagram. If y'all don't follow the Home Edit, they're a really fun organization account to follow. They're from Nashville, but they have blown up and now they're world famous because they got a Netflix show and now they have a bajillion followers and they do closets for people like, well, Rachel Zoe, the Kardashians, the list goes on. But they asked Rachel Zoe about, yeah, these new rules. And Rachel just said, you know what? I throw all of that out the window. I'm paraphrasing here. This is just how I remember it. But what I heard Rachel say was, you do you. Basically, you wear whatever makes you feel confident, and then that's what's in style for you. So, Rachel, if you want to keep rocking the skinny jeans, me and all my friends are, so keep doing it. But I did find some cute jeans that are, I guess, a little bit more in style now. And the brand is Pistola, which is P-I-S-T-O-L-A. And you can just Google, they've got a lot of different jeans and denim jackets, shorts, a lot of cute stuff. But the jeans in particular that I got are called Linen High-Rise Cropped Bootcut, and the color is Bristol. So I'll say that again, Linen High-Rise Cropped Bootcut, and the color is Bristol. And then while I'm on this email, I'll just throw in another quick email that was related to my clothes. I got another note from, I didn't really have a name, but the email was like Rod B. So Rod B, if you're listening, you were asking about where I could get the boots that I was wearing that I had on with my George Strait cutout picture on Instagram. And those boots are Matisse, M-A-T-I-S-S-E. And you can just go to Matisse.com and check out their booties. And they have a ton of different tan and brown ones to choose from. I looked online. I couldn't find the exact ones that I was wearing, but they have some that are totally similar. So you could just pick out a pair that you like and order those that are kind of that tan color. And I must say, I did feel somewhat in style, which I don't always. And let's be honest, I've been wearing leggings for the good part of the last 12 months. So the fact that I bought new jeans and boots and actually wore them was a big deal. And speaking of fashion, I have Karen Fairchild coming on my podcast this Thursday. I've already recorded it with her. She came over to the house last week and we had a great chat. She's going to be on for all four things. Karen is definitely someone I look to when it comes to fashion. Now, I'm not getting dressed up, like I said, for a lot of things. But when I do have a big work event, I definitely try to channel my inner Karen, and I tell Kelly from Velvet's Edge when she's helping me pick things out, I'm like, what would Karen wear? Would Karen like this? So anyway, she will be on Thursday and we're going to talk about changing the channel, like in your brain, if there's any negativity, like that you just need to like change it. You don't have to stay there with it. We're also going to talk about what to do when creatively you feel blocked, because Karen is in Little Big Town. She writes music, but she also, yes, has had her own fashion line and they have a wine company. Like, she's a very creative person. So speaking of the artist's way, which was what I mentioned in the first email, we kind of go through what she does for herself when it comes to that. And then the third thing we get into is on doing it all, because she is a mom, a wife, and a businesswoman, like what that looks like for her. And then, of course, lastly, we get into gratitude. Which, you know, it's the end of the month now. I mean, we just completed our Four Things Gratitude Challenge. If you participated with us, thank you so much. It's amazing for the month of March, every day, writing down four things you were thankful for. But it doesn't have to stop just because we're towards the end of March and we're entering April. You can keep it going. Maybe you don't have to do it every day, but just try to make sure you incorporate gratitude into your life. I know I had some particularly rough stuff that's been happening in our family the last week, and I was thankful that we had this challenge because it kind of built me up, I think, to help prepare me. Now, I'm just going to be honest, writing things down every day, but I would go back and fill in the days and reflect. And that was good for me. I think it equipped me to better handle what's going on. And I can think of things that I am thankful for, and I can try to put the positive spin on it, not ignoring the other emotions that I absolutely do need to feel. I mean, you can't just like erase that stuff. But it does help me have perspective and find what I am thankful for, even in the hard times. But by all means, you must live in the hard times as well. You can't just ignore that. But hey, maybe you're a brand new listener and you're like, what is a gratitude challenge? Well, it's something we do every year. And don't worry if you missed it. You really can do it at any time. And it's something that we try to do here on the Four Things podcast family. And Mary and I, through Espoir, our company that makes stuff that we design that is really, we think is really cool and cute, and then has a give back component to support Haiti, a place that's near and dear to our hearts. We all are a Spwa fam and our Four Things fam. We just rally together and try to make sure we think of four things as much as possible each day, each week, whatever that we are thankful for. So even if you're new, you can join in on that now. All right, next email is from Stacy. Hey, Amy, I love listening to the Bobby Bone Show and Four Things. I heard you talk about watching the birds out of your window and wanting to be able to identify them. There is an app that I use mostly to identify flowers while hiking that I think you might enjoy. It's called Seek by iNaturalist. Hope you enjoy, Stacy. Which, Stacy, thank you so much. I'm downloading this app ASAP, and I wanted to share your email because, well, other people listening might be into bird watching or maybe even flower watching like you are, if that's what that's called, or flower identifying. My mother-in-law gave me a laminated chart to help me identify all the birds that are in the state of Tennessee. And so I'm super excited to start to check some of those off my list to see who's coming to my bird feeder outside my window while I work on my puzzle. Which, speaking of, I just got a new puzzle that I've started just the other day, and it's Golden Girls. And it's awesome. You can find it on Amazon. I think if anybody wants to join me in doing the Golden Girls puzzle, it could be so fun. It's 1,000 pieces though. Really, 500 pieces is my sweet spot. 1,000 can get overwhelming, but because it's the Golden Girls, I'm kind of here for it. And it's not terribly difficult, but I will say if you're new to puzzles, 1,000 might be a little too much. But I mean, I'm no expert. I've only been doing puzzles for like the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months or so. Well, since December. So, you know, I'm not an expert, but it's fun to have people help you if you have 1,000 pieces, because it can be a little daunting. Anyway, I'll link the Golden Girls puzzle on my Amazon page as well in case anybody wants it or you have a friend that would love it as a gift. Like, I think a Golden Girls puzzle is the perfect little gift, which it was, a birthday gift from my sister-in-law to me. So yeah, I'll link that, radioamy.com. And then Stacy, thanks again for this app. I'll say it again one more time for anybody else that might want it. Seek, S-E-E-K by iNaturalist. And the I is kind of like how iPod is, lowercase I, and then connected to Naturalist. All right, email number 4 is from Chelsea. Hey, Amy, I saw on your birthday the Born Your Sweatshirt sample and was wondering if those will be out soon. My birthday is April 5th, and I would love a 91 one to wear for my 30th. Your friend, Chelsea. With Chelsea, we are working on the years. Mary and I were actually just texting about it last night, but here's the thing with the Born Years. We do have the Born Year hats, which hats are one size fits all. And the hats are a daunting task anyway, because yeah, we do have 100 different years available, and trying to make sure we have inventory of each year is a lot to have in stock. But when you think about it with shirts, because people can be, you know, a small, extra small, whatever sizes you have, like you have like all the different sizes, medium, large, extra large, all the things. And so when you're trying to stock a bunch of numbers and a bunch of sizes, it can get a little out of control. And again, we're a small business and just trying to figure it out. And we don't want to be stuck with a bunch of shirts that people don't want. And it's kind of risky. So we honestly don't know how much people are going to love the Born Year sweatshirts. I personally am obsessed with the sample one we made for my birthday with the 81 and our design. Like, I think it is so cute and unique and different. But again, we never know how people are going to respond. And again, we don't know all the different sizes people are going to need. So long story short, we might have 1991. I think we're going to put the sweatshirts available this Friday, April 2nd. So you'll be able to check out Espoir or the Shop Forward for information on that. I run the Shop Espoir Instagram account, which is at Shop Espoir. You can follow there to see. But also too, I'll probably put something on my personal account if you're following me there, which is at Radio Amy. And well, speaking of Instagram, we did take a poll on what would be the most desired years to make, since we just need to do a few years to start with. Again, like I said, to test it out. And I think we're going to do 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85. And then we're working on doing 91, Chelsea, because I do think that it's a cool shirt for people that are turning 40 this year. So having the 81, and then people turning 30 this year, so having the 91. So we're working on it. I just don't have an answer for you right now, but make sure you're just following Instagram so you can know, and then you can get it ordered. And then I don't know for sure that you'll have it in time by April 5th, but you can still have it as something, or even better, just tell someone you want it and they'll order it for you for your birthday. And you can get it as a birthday present, which, happy birthday, by the way. I don't know when you're listening to this, but yeah, 30 is a big deal. So I hope you enjoy it with family, friends, whoever. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode. I appreciate hearing from each one of you every week. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. If you want to leave me an email for the fifth thing, I just encourage you to put fifth thing in the subject line, so that way we know what it's for. And I'll say the email address for those that maybe don't know it. It is fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. All right. I hope y'all are having a great day so far, whatever day it is that you're listening to this. And don't forget that Karen Fairchild will be on this Thursday. I hope you guys will check it out. All right. Talk to you then. Bye.